Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right.
Hello.
Listen,
no
think
good.
About this. You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
Oh, it's a sing-along.
These beautiful things in our
God. Oh. I love that song.
Mm-hmm.
Alex just called him Benson Boom.
Oh.
You know?
Well done.
Like, boom.
Boom.
I know. That's like, it was, we have a couple songs on the air right now that are like, to me, they're, I'm alone in my car singing at the top of my lungs. Like, you, no embarrassment, you know, the whole like, sing like nobody's anywhere near you and you're not offending anyone. It's those moments. Like, just, that.
It's nice to hear Alex still flexing. With words.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yes.
I mean, sorry you all can't hear that, but
I know.
We just got to hear another nugget.
Just another nugget. He's not a Benson.
10 seconds, mice are hot.
10 seconds, mice are hot. Let's go.
You know Benson Boone dropped out of American Idol?
That's for the best sometimes, mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
I don't know that you don't necessarily want to win that show. How far did he get?
Oh, he dropped out, but I'm not sure when.
Like, did he drop out after Hollywood Week, or did he?
Let's see how far he got.
You were telling me he's a star because of YouTube or TikTok or something?
I saw him on TikTok.
Okay.
But I don't know where he originated from.
But he just is one of these people, and it's happening. It's like we used to make fun of people who found a love match on a dating app because we're like, oh my God, that's ridiculous. And now people are rocketing to stardom from TikTok and, I don't know, Twitch gaming.
Not even
gaming,
now. Like that
YouTube.
Miranda
Sings.
Yes, that lady. I remember that's the first time I heard. Well, I still don't even hear of her, but because I don't know if she still does it or what. But you were like, yeah, my kids are going to a concert from a YouTube star.
Yeah.
At Bimbo's.
Right,
you,
a comedy
you
show.
You went too, right?
Well, my kids were little. I mean, we had to go. And that thing was sold out. It was over $50 a ticket. And she was great. Like, yeah. I really did think to myself, holy crap, like, this is a legitimate way to come up. And I guess, why wouldn't it be? Talented people find an outlet. And...
Well, the YouTube thing is for real. Like, my
yeah.
kids, if I could, if they, and they're both, I mean, they're 5 and 10, but both of them, if I said, you can watch YouTube all day, every day, that's what they do.
Mm.
And there's part of that is that addiction thing, like the way that is set up.
It just keeps
keep
giving
going
you
keep,
the
yeah.
things you might also like.
Uh-huh. So, I mean, that's part of the problem, but also why they like it. They don't ever have to stick on a show or a movie.
Right. Right. I mean, and whatever you're even vaguely interested in, there's a rabbit hole for you on YouTube or on TikTok or any of these things. I mean, it really is so it's TV in the most personalized way it could possibly be. What's not to like? It's kind of why I avoid it. Like, well, I don't want to like it. I don't want to spend my whole day looking at YouTube.
I don't know about Benson Boone from you know, what his story is or how, but that's a bold move to decide I'm walking off of American Idol and I'm going to make this happen on YouTube and TikTok and elsewhere.
Does it say why, Brittany?
He said he wasn't sure if he wanted to go that route, but he was invited to advance to the next, basically to Hollywood, and he withdrew and then went straight to TikTok.
I wonder if, because one of the things I've heard about the people who are winners and even people who are just in, say, I don't know, the people who go to the live TV show, what do they take, 12 people or something, that they're all under contract. Like, they sign these people to these really tight contracts. We own you for X amount of time.
Everybody gets burned in the beginning in that business in general, unless you come in red hot, which would be like a band that built a name for themselves in L.A.
Right.
And the record labels are actually
bidding,
like,
and
actively trying to get Van Halen or that next big band that went on in Seattle, too. Like,
yes,
after those bands broke, there were people moving to Seattle to go get their band to break. And also the record labels were living there now.
Yeah, we're going to go ahead and sign everyone who's currently working in Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like there is room for some independence these days, because if you can build a following on YouTube and you get enough subscribers, you can easily put your music on Spotify and on Apple Music and on all these places that, I mean, as an unsigned person, you could really only be paying whatever it costs to be on whatever platform. So I think the music industry is having to make to adapt as well.
Pivot.
It's confusing, this whole thing.
I admire so much, and I can't even, it's the biggest thing in the music business to me, is that artists like Prince, or, well, Bowie wasn't like that entirely, but they're these people who, they know what they want to do. They know what they want to do, and they can do it themselves, and they don't need your help.
Right.
And so we talked about Lenny Kravitz yesterday, and there's a few of these artists that are able to just do it themselves, the whole thing. They don't need your opinion. They're not interested in collaborating, and they build their own career all by themselves.
Yeah.
That is incredible to be able to sit by yourself and make your art and still feel strong about it without anyone else going, yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah. Right. That is a special kind of person. And I think that once you've gotten to that point, I think it's really hard for a baby band or someone like a Benson Boone who's, you know, now getting put into this machine of American Idol and is maybe going to move forward, and maybe somebody warned him, or maybe he just had an epiphany. Like, I feel like I have to do this myself, because it's hard to be able to be a Prince or a Bowie. Even if you feel that way and you want to be, if you're in that machine and very few people get to dictate how that goes.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an incredible accomplishment to be able to do it.
Go Benson.
Go Benson. Benson Boom. Mm. He's probably like, please don't screw up my name. Hey, Vinny, I want to talk. Oh, hold on. I probably have it. Yeah, here we go. I probably have business to do. We've been talking about Benson Boone for 10 minutes. Boom. Every day this week. So coming up in a little under an hour, here is your first chance. Then again at 1105, 105, 305, and 505. We have code words that you text to 20357. For your chance at floor tickets to see Michael Franti in Spearhead, August 24th at the Fox Theater. It's a big deal. I want you to go. God, Michael Franti. Gotta love that guy.
Yeah, and I don't want to put Franti in a back seat, but that venue is also incredible.
That's where you want to see
him. I love the Fox. It's great.
Great. Great venue.
Uh-huh.
So I was unabashedly a Melrose Place fan. The days of the Heather Locklear and the Daphne Zuniga and Sydney and Michael and all the...
That was absolutely the nighttime soap opera that maybe was the last of its generation before we got these Kardashian, Vanderpumps,
right,
Housewives, you know, reality shows. That was the sort of predated that stuff.
Yeah, it's funny, and it also feels like it was the end of the nighttime soap opera thing. Like, Melrose was actually a spinoff. I think Melrose was a spinoff of 90210, or maybe it was vice versa. But it was definitely, like, aimed younger, but had that same feel of some of the Knott's Landings or the Dallas, you know, these nighttime weekly soap operas. It had like a little bit better production value than the daytime soap operas, which happened every day. But Melrose Place was, I loved it. Like at the time that it started, I was living in LA and I was, my cousin Diane and I would get together every week and watch
Diane?
That. Yeah. Have you ever met Diane?
No.
Oh, well, she lives in LA. She's going to be at John 60th if you're going to come to that. So she would come over and we would sit down, we would make like sandwiches and have, or whatever, have like a little dinner, and we'd sit together and we'd watch 90210 and we'd watch Melrose Place. And then
it was a spinoff of 90210.
Oh, it spun off 90210. Uh-huh. Okay.
And then they brought Heather Locklear in and it became a rocket ship.
It did. I think she was season two.
I don't know. I just remember that she was, you know, she was a heavy hitter on TV at that time. And for her to come in and take over.
Right.
Like, and the show, it worked.
It did. I mean, it lasted 7 years, which is saying something. And yeah, I mean, it's, let's see, I think it was 92 to 99. Yeah. And so it was a Fox show. There was a reboot on the CW in 09, and it featured a younger cast. And that there were some appearances from some of the original stars, but it only lasted one season. But get this, Melrose Place with the original cast is coming back.
What?
Which is, like, I've seen some of these guys, and Melrose Place is coming back.
That's Andrew Shue.
Yep, Andrew Shue was on it.
The guy that Courtney we only Thorne know right Smith. Now as the Cuckolded, left behind right. lover.
Yes, the husband of, can't even think of her name now, the woman who faded off into obscurity
with
after
T.J. Holmes?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, but we still
can't
don't
think
have
of her,
her
name
now.
Mary, oh, who God. Cares?
Amy Robach.
Oh, Amy Robach, of course. And also, you know who was on there is Brooke, who went on to be Charlotte in Sex and the City, Kristen Davis. And Marsha Cross, who went on to do Desperate Housewives. Can't think of her character's name. Bree, I think. And remember, she was wearing a wig. She had a huge scar on her head. And
that's what they did towards the end there. And yeah. It worked. I remember that scar.
Yeah.
That's good. And her without her wig.
Right. Standing on the beach,
she
staring
out
at
to
them.
Be,
right.
Yeah, she
Ooh,
was
so really, good. She was right. Crazy. Crazy. God, I love Melrose Place. So anyway, here's the thing. Heather Locklear, who played Amanda, Laura Layton, who played Sydney, and Daphne Zuniga, who was trying to get with Vinny back in the day.
Oh. That's a true story, by the way.
100%. She is a notch for this show, or could have been. We have a lot of potential notches on this show, and she is definitely one of them. She came in. Actually, if you ever saw Spaceballs, she's like the princess in Spaceballs. She's pretty good in that, too. But Daphne Zuniga played Jo on the show. And I don't have word on other original people from the cast, but it seems like...
Who's going to say no?
I know, right? So
honestly, who would say no? What are they? Who's doing... Name one that's busy.
I truly can't.
Right.
Doug Savant, is that his name? He was on Desperate Housewives later. He had a little run on there. I think that was his name. And
you wouldn't want to say no to the money, but you might want to be like, I could see how somebody goes, oh man, I'm not what I used to be.
Heather Locklear, my God. Heather Locklear's a disaster in every picture I've seen of her in the last 10 years.
You guys, you hang up the phone with your agent after he says there's a chance you're on a comeback trail, and then you call your doctor, your surgeon, and you say, I got to get this.
Yeah, we got to put this back together.
It has to be TV ready in 6 weeks. Let's go.
Right, you call your personal trainer, you book an appointment with the doctor,
Get Let's get a pick. Little,
yeah, you get rejuved, baby. So Heather Locklear, Laura Layton, who played Sydney, and Daphne Zuniga, longtime friend of the show. I don't know if any other originals are coming back in, but you're right. By the way, one of them can only appear in flashbacks because someone's going to die.
Uh-oh.
Here's the official synopsis of Melrose Place coming back. When one of their dearest friends dies suddenly, the OG residents of Melrose Place gather to honor the deceased. I really feel like we throw OG around a little too much. But the pressure cooker of a reunion soon uncovers old traumas, rekindles old romances, reignites old resentments, and reveals new secrets, throwing our characters into chaotic drama that's reminiscent of the past, but with a much more modern perspective.
Mm.
So for all that to happen, some of the original cast has to come back. We'll have to wait and see.
I think it's worth a try. These things...
Yeah, me too.
There are people like you who... And there's things I loved. And if they come back, I'm like, yeah, I want to watch that.
Yeah, like, bring it back. I love the feeling of that.
My daughter asked me a question. It's slightly off topic, but not entirely.
Yeah, doesn't matter. There is
she said to me while we were on vacation, of all the books you've read, Dad, what world would you want to live in?
That's a great question.
Was it Melrose Place?
No, but I went blank, of course. Immediately I went blank. I'm like, oh my God, that's too many things to try and... And then she goes, what about Harry Potter?
That's 100% like, oh the first thing I thought of.
I'm going to Harry Potter land.
However, I need to not be a muggle.
Well, but this is... So it's just that thing where it's the world that you loved when you were reading or watching.
Yes.
And to get back there is very cool. And while that question, again, I admit, wasn't exactly on topic, the point is that world. You want to be in that world.
It's so true. I get hangovers from books that... Those worlds that have closed to me now. I've finished that world. Or a show that's done. And I've finished that world. Like, that is, I feel like, I don't know, is there a term for it? Just like book and TV hangover? It gets so sad. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like you're grieving it a little bit. Mm. It's hard to even start a new thing because you're like, oh, nothing will ever be as great as that.
I thought that was a good question, though.
It's a great question from a 10-year-old.
Oh, what book world? Huh.
Mm. Oh, God, you got to give her the Twilight books. Then you're going to talk about a world that your kid's going to be into. Damn, I love those books. I've read those books like 3 times. And then as soon as I finish the books, I watch all the movies. So good. I have a Kristen Stewart story coming up.
Did you like the movies, though?
I love the movies.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, loved them.
It's very rare that you watch a movie and say, oh, no, I like those too,
junk.
Even though I read the book.
Both trash, so
they're
junk. You know.
Yeah. It's all trash, but it's also the best kind of trash. Like, so good. I love those books and movies. Let's see. Actually, speaking of Kristen Stewart, I'm going to just quickly do this because she just came up. Because of Twilight. In her birthday tribute to Kristen Stewart, Kristen Stewart's fiance, Dylan Meyer, compared Kristen to finding $5 in your pocket, the drum solo in Phil Collins' In the Air Tonight, and a friendly cat on the street. That's what she compared her to. Happy birthday to this dash of hot sauce, my favorite person here on planet Earth.
That's a high bar there.
Yeah. She says, I know, who doesn't get psyched when they find $5 in their pocket?
Uh-huh.
Like, that's a fun surprise.
With that amazing... That's like a climax right there.
I don't really call that a solo. I call that a kick-ass, just right fill.
It's a climax.
It's like yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right. But it's absolutely iconic. That's a cool comparison.
They're doomed.
I know. She says, I don't know how I got so lucky, but I like really, really love you. And I am wishing you a meteor shower of good stuff in the year to come. Get it, babe.
All right.
It's really nice. And then I was also reading that she and her fiance, so Kristen Stewart and Dylan Meyer, who are a cute couple. They seem
Dylan
really...
Meyer an actress as well?
I am not sure. Well, I'm looking at a picture of her and I can see massive bottom boob.
Oh.
She's a good looking lady.
Let me pull up.
Yeah, see if you can find out. They don't say.
I couldn't pick Dylan Meyer out of a lineup.
Yeah. She's wearing a shirt that, like, it's almost like she's got a tuxedo on and it's only buttoned at the top button, and then everything else is hanging open, just in these particular pictures I'm looking at. And so there's
she's way older than Kristen.
She is definitely older. Or Kristen's just well-preserved. I don't even know if Kristen's 30. Does it say in the happy birthday thing?
34, it says.
Oh, okay. They have frozen their eggs. She says, if we want to, we can. They have babies later. They've frozen their eggs. Fantastic. Look, if you can afford to make that choice, it's a decent one.
What is Dylan Meyer known for? It says that it asks the question for me and then answers it. She is a writer and actress known for Moxie.
Oh, Moxie. Oh, 2021. Of course. Sure, Moxie.
And American Pickle.
Oh, American Pickle. Uh-huh. Oh, that's one of the better Pickle movies.
And Miss 2059.
Oh, that's fun.
I don't know.
I might actually need to see that. Who wins Miss 2059? All right. Am I out of time? No, I actually have a little bit of time left. I'm going to leave you with another. I think that sometimes you learn a lesson, and the lesson is just ask. Amy Schumer goes on Instagram. She puts up a selfie, and it's just a selfie in a mirror. She's got maybe a bathing suit top on or just a tank top, and not a particularly happy look in her eye. And she says, so it's Amy Schumer. She puts it up, and she says, looking forward to your kind words. And then the kind words roll in.
Nice.
It's actually, I started reading through it, and I'm like, oh, all you have to do is ask. That's so crazy. Glenn Close goes off on, you are honestly one of my heroines, your courage, transparent, blah, blah, blah. Sarah Silverman, phenomenal rack. That's a good one. Christina Hendricks from Mad Men. I have such deep admiration for you. Total package and a total babe. It just goes on and on. Deborah Messing, you're always beautiful. You rock. Your work makes the world a better place. I mean, honestly, so many just nice things. It takes a long time to get down to something negative.
I don't dislike her. I don't necessarily consider myself a fan either, but her run in Only Murders was good.
Oh, she's just really funny. I used to love her show. I think it was on Comedy Central. Amy Schumer's World or something, whatever it was. That was where I first ever saw her. And I just love that kind of dry, not ever really taking yourself too seriously humor. It's really good. She's very quick. And I just thought that's what a fun lesson to learn there, because she has said so many times, like, man, I can't do anything. Whatever I wear, whatever I do, any picture that's taken of me, all I do is get torn apart. And she's like, looking forward to your kind words. And then they roll in. You just have to ask, turns out.
The online hater is such a thing that even my five-year-old knows what a hater is.
So just these trolls.
And when she said it to me the first time, I'm like, what did you just say? Haters. And she's talking about it because someone on YouTube that she watched, some of these video game Roblox kids, they have haters. So they talk about their haters, and now she knows what a hater is. Yuck.
Yeah, that is kind of yucky that a five-year-old has to be aware of that.
Right.
All right, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
This is a weird tease, but your non-dominant hand is replaced by a robotic hand. Oh. What gadget do you have put on there?
Oh, man. Oh,
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Brittany, I'm paying way more attention to lyrics now after that game you did yesterday. We played a game in the 9 o'clock hour yesterday with V. Hale, and it was, was it, what's the next lyric? What was the name of it? What's the next lyric after that?
Name that lyric. What was it?
Whatever.
Finish the lyric.
Finish the lyric.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Was like, it's easy to screw that up. Just get one word wrong.
Well, the funny thing is, you can go, I know the melody, but you can't figure out the words.
Right. Yeah.
It was a hit game.
It was a really fun game. Even our boss was like, do that, but do it with classic rock, he said. So we're going to try that.
Oh,
it's fun. Guys, listen to Jane All this week. She has tickets for Glass Animals.
Yay!
At 4:05 every day this week, she'll give you a keyword. You text it back. Text it to 20357. That's our contest text number. And you'll be entered for a chance to win a pair of tickets to see Glass Animals on September 11th at the Shoreline Amphitheater.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank is opening its new flagship branch in the heart of Fremont, where it all began. But while this building is new, Fremont is just as dedicated to supporting the Bay Area as when they first opened their doors 60 years ago.
Aww.
And they're ready to serve this community for the next 60. Join the celebration by visiting FremontBank.com. Fremont Bank, I just want to thank you for being a sponsor of the Sarah and Vinny Show. We appreciate
you. Long time sponsor, too. We really do appreciate you. Just talking about Fremont Bank around here.
If you're a company out there that wants to be appreciated,
we've got some appreciation for you.
Yeah. Advertise with us and we'll love you right up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good.
Call sales. What's that number, Bryn?
It's at SF Radio SF.
No, it's Advertise SF.
Okay. What is it again?
At Audacy.com.
AUDACY.
That's right.
Here's what's happening. We begin with...
We're such awesome pitch people.
I know.
Woo! Catch them off guard. What is that again?
Hold on. Let me look that
one
up.
Second.
Hang on. Wait.
That number again?
No one knows.
That's 20357.
Right. Exactly right. Anyway, today is going to be another beautiful day. Expect it to be sunny and on the border of hot.
Ooh. Ah.
Pushing 80 in some locations.
Ooh. She sounds like she's riding a horse.
Oh. I'm just trying to enjoy the day, dude. Don't make it.
No, that's what you sound like when you ride a horse. Sounds exactly reminiscent of, I can hear it. Do you hear it?
No, I don't hear it. And I hope I don't hear it. I hope something's wrong with that computer in there and I suddenly can't hear that.
Oh,
can you just turn that studio off? Alex, just, no.
Oh, there it is.
I feel like the horse reaction's a little different to the weather reaction.
Oh.
So good.
I was really encouraged when I heard you say, I got to find a place to ride a horse again. I went,
Mic her up.
I would like to ride. It's good. It's extra. It's like you said, if you actively hate what you're doing for exercise, it becomes ridiculous to think you're going to stick with that. But horseback riding, I'll do that all the time. That's a lot
of work. Hot.
Yes, it's super hot. Right?
Well, that's part of the problem is the, like, first of all, surfing, while I love it, it's one of my favorite things. It is not an exercise plan. The weather does not cooperate most of the time. So it just doesn't work. But swimming, I loved it over vacation.
Oh, is that something you now you have a little bug and you find a pool and
I'm gonna start swimming a lot more because I love it and it's great exercise.
Vinny, in your backyard.
Yes.
I know you'll never do this, but they have these machines and they're like, I don't know, 4 feet wide, 8 feet long, and they have a massive gusher of water.
Oh, yeah.
They recirculate the water through and all you do is set it for you and swim against it. And you can swim and swim.
It's like
and
a treadmill
swim.
For swimming.
It's like a treadmill for swimming. And then it doubles as
You're
like,
right. He'll never do it.
I know. He'll never do
that.
But it would be like a nice little pool in his backyard. These kids could play in it.
Well, one of the things that has been going on for years now at my house is the push for a pool. And I've been the lone holdout as no.
Oh, my God. He's getting a pool.
No, this
is amazing.
He's not getting a pool.
I don't think so. But I definitely had this feeling over vacation while I was swimming laps thinking, if this was in, I would do this every day if I had this in my backyard.
Yep.
I would do it every day. I know I would.
Yeah. And it would be great. You should just get one of those little pools.
That's where the thought ended. You can't swim laps in a little pool.
No,
it's the equivalent.
It's the equivalent of swimming like a never-ending lap.
Oh,
The water is just cruising at you, and you have to swim against it.
Right, yeah.
Anyway, I don't want to do that. I do want to get like a lap pool.
I tried, Christina. I'm sorry. Oh, a long, skinny lap pool?
Yeah.
That's you're going to get?
I would be more into that. One of the biggest California home insurance companies won't be renewing thousands more policies.
Oh, no.
I think where we're at right now with this, and I only bring this up because you're going to deal with this if you're a homeowner. Depending on where you live, these companies...
Oh, my.
Pardon me.
Grab the cover.
Here for you.
I couldn't get to it in time.
Grab the pillowcase.
It's actually a towel, guys, but okay.
Oh.
Anyway.
Beautiful towel.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
This is a fight between Sacramento and these insurance companies and old policies that they're tired of dealing with, the insurance companies. Oh. So I think we're in a weird negotiation phase and we're being the losers. Mm. So I really urge Sacramento to get with the program and sort it out. Make it happen because we cannot go without insurance. You damn well know that.
Right.
And
people
we cannot pay the prices they're trying to charge in order for you to just get 1 year of insurance. In a best case scenario, you don't use it.
Right.
State Farm will not be renewing at least 30,000 policies come July.
I'm State Farm.
Are you State Farm?
Yeah. I know you do.
A lot
of people do. The company said this decision was not made lightly, but came after analysis of its finances, which are taking a toll from inflation, catastrophe exposure, reinsurance costs, and the limitations of working with decades-old insurance regulations in California.
This sounds like negotiation
language. There's the kicker right there.
We're trying to get some rules rewritten.
So if you live in Los Gatos, the Santa Cruz Mountain area, Calistoga, Canyon, Diablo, Orinda, Kenwood, Santa Rosa, all locations that will not be re-upped if you're insured by State Farm.
Beautiful places, too.
Yeah, but also some of them only access through windy roads and you know, and others have had massive
fires
there.
Right.
Jesus, that's terrible.
In the other moon news.
Oh, what other moon?
Well, it's not another moon, but it's...
Oh, other than eclipse moon stuff?
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. I see.
The White House Office
of Science.
I thought
we were talking about Sarah's butt. Sorry.
Oh, wow. Right.
Oh.
I thought we were talking about Megan Thee Stallion's butt.
Oh, I see.
The other moon. I didn't realize there... Okay. Go on.
The White House Office of Science and Technology told NASA...
Science!
No.
What time is it on the moon?
Oh.
That sounds like a question, but what they're saying is, figure out what time it is on the moon. We need to know.
Why do they need to know?
They said, NASA needs to decide what time it is on the moon by the end of 2026. They're planning to call the new time zone Coordinated Lunar Time. Why do they need to know? Because they're going to start sending people up there.
That's great.
And your ilk plans to live there.
It makes me feel very hopeful that they have just like that. To me, is one of those little minuscule things that have to be decided before we move on up to Moonbase Alpha. So,
what time is it on the moon?
On the moon.
I don't know.
Are they just going to go with Greenwich Mean Time or whatever that name of that is?
No idea.
0 hour.
There are no clues or hints. Mm.
They say 1 day on the moon is about 29.5 Earth days.
1 day?
One rotation from the sun, yeah. So,
is how many Earth days?
29.5, so almost 30.
Not that whole monthly thing,
yeah,
right?
That's there
what
you
it
go.
Like, right.
It's this cycle.
So let's say, you know, you have 15 days of sunlight, right?
Right.
Ish.
Yeah. Hmm. Interesting, sort of.
Yeah, I don't. I'll let you go and figure things out.
Your thing, Sarah.
I'm sitting here thinking about how that works, and you know, because they do say that the face of the moon, the same side is always facing Earth.
Mm-hmm.
But if you move all the way around another person with your face always facing them, you've made a rotation. So
right.
I guess it takes a month to
circulate.
God, okay.
Kind of.
You had an option to move on there.
This show does not need a hero because we've got one.
Oh,
yeah, it's you, obviously.
Yes.
No. His name is Dean.
Oh, yeah, we do have a hero.
He's on vacation right now.
His name is Dean Wynn.
My daughter.
And he has heroically taken Kraya on a cruise to Hawaii.
We're talking about my dad here.
Yeah, your dad has taken his granddaughter and his wife, who insisted that they take.
No, my mom insisted. My mom.
Your mom.
His wife.
Grandma.
They even asked me. I was like, I don't know. And Anita's like, I'm not sure. Oh, it's booked and it's non-refundable. I'm like, oh damn.
If you've ever wanted to know what it's like to vacation like James Bond, this could be your ticket. Princess Cruise.
Oh, that's what they're on.
I know.
Nice.
Oh.
Has a new $1 billion ship called Sun Princess.
Uh-huh.
And they're wondering what you think of its onboard casino. They're offering one person and a guest an all-expenses-paid one-week cruise to test the casino and report back about your experiences.
Oh, my God.
That's funny.
Let's do it,
Dean!
Dean. Oh, right.
Dean!
That's what he does.
You know, he would actually be a much better reviewer than either of us because he has so much experience.
That's how he's getting his cruises. You know, he's at the casinos all day. He may as well just pay for the cruises.
That's how he pays for his cruises.
Yeah. He's getting those suites too.
Because he stays at the tables, they float him things.
Yeah, they float your drinks. Then they're like, you know what? You spent $10,000. Here's another free room for your next trip.
Woo!
That is good
times.
Well, there's our hero.
Yeah.
Yes, spending
away
his life savings.
Gamblers could be heroes, yeah. All the kids are like, Dad, stop spending our legacy.
Come on, Dad.
In addition to free food and drinks, you'll also get a $500 stipend to spend at the casino, along with an additional $500 for cruise allowance.
Yeah. That doesn't feel like enough money. I need more money.
Is that a gift shop?
And spending $500 on five hands.
Well, they have a bunch of stores on the ship, you know.
Oh.
All kinds of gift stores or food. So you can go there and buy, like, maybe like
cheese
a Baskin Robbins or
cheese balls.
I don't know. It's just a thing of snacks.
Well-known shops that you know and love that are on land would rent a space on that ship so they can serve their products.
I see.
This is for a job for a reviewer of this Sun Princess, their new $1 billion ship. You'll enjoy their casino for a week and report back. That's what they're looking for. They want you to judge their stuff on game variety, betting limits, atmosphere, staff, food and drinks, support services, including customer service. So you can enter.
I wonder
through the end of the month.
I wonder if the person with the most followers wins.
I would guess yes.
Yeah. Dean, you got to get to work on that.
Mm. I'd follow Dean. If you don't know Dean is Bryn's dad.
Dean is
a guy who came to this country
on a refugee boat
and built He's the American dream. He worked his ass off, by the way, and made no excuses and made it all happen.
And has like 10 Lamborghinis.
He still works, too.
Oh, he never stops. He's on the cruise.
Sold on him, Brent. You don't have to say anymore.
Well, kind of like, you know, my son took over for what I used to do for my dad. And now my son's going on a trip next week. So my dad's like, hey, if that apartment complex calls about the problem, get up there and snake the drain. I'm like, no!
I got enough stuff to do.
I can't go out there and snake somebody's drain right now.
Yeah, you can. And you better.
Damn it.
Your daddy said you have to.
Plumbing behind like 15 years ago.
Did you, though? Do you ever really leave plumbing behind? Oh, the guy who knows how to flush a toilet without pulling the trigger. Incredible.
Who would know that?
Nobody.
It's so weird.
Everybody knew it on the text line.
They're like,
no one knew it.
Sarah Vitti, come on.
Bad news.
Uh-oh. I don't like that.
This is a good news show.
Yeah.
Sorry, bad news. Turns out all those things you've done on your Google Chrome incognito page hasn't been exactly incognito.
Does
it all go to your mom's house?
They've been tracking those the whole time.
Well, that seems wrong.
Google just agreed to delete all the data they've been collecting from people's incognito searches in Chrome.
Yeah. Who found out about this?
Most people assume when they search for something in incognito mode, it's usually porn. And it's that it's going to be confidential.
I only use that for airline flights.
Yeah.
Oh.
Because then it doesn't have cookies that say to the airline, this person is interested in this flight and has been here a bunch of times.
They've agreed, though, Google has, to delete billions of data records from people's private browsing sessions. Some people are hoping there'll be damages paid out as well.
Okay.
I'd just like to know that, you know, I went to incognito so I could be incognito.
Exactly. Mm. I trusted you, Google. Well, that's our problem. You know what? We're sheep. We're too trusting. We're like, oh, look, the wolf. He's prepared a beautiful
thing. Oh, we should know that they can access that. It's mainly hiding from your wife and your family.
Yeah, right? As long as they don't get the
when you type in, like, records. Mom, it doesn't follow up with stuck in the dryer. It's like, you know.
Thank you. That's exactly right. I have had, there's no question that you have your wife or someone sit down at your computer. They go, oh, step aside. Let me look at it. And then it starts to occur to you like, oh, my God, if anything comes up.
She was typing in potluck, but then, oh, my God.
What happened with the pot?
Yeah, I don't know.
Look, you start with a PO and it finishes the rest for you.
Oh, Pornhub.
Right. There it is.
Got it.
Yeah. Oh, see, that's clever that they have this thing that they are keeping track of you, even though it says right in the name that they're not going to. it's clever. It is smart because people do jump on other people's computers in a family situation, especially. Mm-hmm. And even at work, we share computers here.
So. Right. Yes. Yes, we do. Someone asked on Reddit, and over 1,000 people voted, if your non-dominant hand got replaced by a robotic hand, what gadget would you include?
Well, do I have to stop at one? Because obviously each finger could have something.
Go.
The vibrator is one of them.
Oh, my God, no.
Why not?
Nice, Sarah.
Why not? Why wouldn't I have a little vibrating fingertip? Another one is on my index finger, obviously a laser pointer. Like, and then I can go and just point out whatever I need to, wherever. I can play with my cat.
And blind people?
Yeah. Sure. Uh-huh. I can play with my cat all day. Like, my cat would just be like, that's amazing. How are you doing that? Uh-huh. And I'd be like, it's my non-dominant hand.
So that's your second finger.
Okay. So those two. And then I'm thinking, if anybody watched the Halo series recently, this lady had like this kind of a laser cutting device.
Oh.
It doesn't shoot all the way across the room, but it goes and it sticks out like a tiny Wolverine style. And it's like lit up. And then you can just like you could open up those clamshell packaging things real easy.
Oh, nice.
Or you could zip open the top of an envelope.
Those are really annoying.
Yeah. If you needed to cut your own hair.
You'd pull your laser out to open an envelope?
Whatever. Yeah, I mean, you can use it for whatever you wanted then.
Okay.
Obviously, one of them needs to be a death ray. Sorry, but it's only for emergencies. And there would have to be like two-step authentication in order to use that.
And people then, wanted a flashlight.
Oh, a flashlight's great. That could be my fifth finger. I like flashlight.
People wanted, this is just dumb. This is kids. It's got to be kids. A smartphone.
Oh, I don't need
for
that.
For a hand.
I don't need that.
Come on.
It would be pretty good, though. Think
about
it.
Like constantly in your hand anyway.
Is it charging up on your body's own electricity? How are you charging this hand?
Oh, no one.
Okay.
Question. No one thought it.
My bad. I
can't get over there right now. I'm attached to the wall. I can't. Yeah, just give me a second.
I need to be over here with my left hand against the wall. Sorry.
Powered screwdrivers on your fingertips. Mm-hmm. Retractable claws like Wolverine. Yeah. Super strong grip.
Oh, yeah.
That's what the Bionic Man, I believe, had. One hand was bionic, and he would crush things.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Crush. Yeah, with that sound. Get the Bionic Man sounds. We should probably use those more.
Bionic Man sounds. I had something with tongue.
I can't really get it. It's
because it was like a metallic sound.
Any second now.
Yeah, it is going to. It's
gonna I'm at the search.
The sounds of the bionic, of the $6 million man.
Pop right up.
I want specifically that $6 million man, not the like updated. I'm sure they did other ones. Want the original.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, there it is.
Is it possible? Oh, you heard that in my headphones, huh?
That's it.
That's very, very loud. Very loud, though.
I am just gripping a fence post, and I'm going to pull the post out and throw it.
Yeah.
Now.
Did he also use that same sound when he zoomed in with his eyeballs? Because he had the zoom in eyeball.
I feel like that sound was universal whenever he was
using
going
the bionic powers. Got it.
Yeah.
Because running, I think he was making that sound too. Like they would show him running, and he'd be sort of just a blur, and it would be like, God, that show was great. I love that show.
Yep. I can't, you know what I'm really. I don't. I'm embarrassed to say, but I'm really amped for the Fall Guy.
Oh yeah, yep.
Which is also another.
It was another.
It's a remake of a Steve Austin. Steve Austin. What?
That wasn't
Lee
his name.
Majors.
Lee Majors.
No,
right.
Lee Majors was his name. Steve Austin. It doesn't matter. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Oh, already that time. No, holy cow! All right, Hallie, Keanu, and bad things that can happen on the set.
Ready?
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.